From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. And first this hour, to some curious questions about the bombs found on cargo planes last week. Were they intended to detonate, or were they trial runs? There is a clue from an earlier episode. Back in September, American intelligence officials intercepted some innocuous packages. They were filled with religious books, clothes, and CDs on their way from Yemen to Chicago. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is with us now to sort this all out. Dina, tell us more about these packages back in September.
Well, U.S. officials had gotten some information in mid-September that indicated someone who was linked to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP, had shipped several packages to the U.S. So, naturally, the officials intercepted them. They opened the packages, found no explosives, and then allowed them to continue on to Chicago. And they were going to two people there who had absolutely no connection to AQAP. That's Al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen. So at the time, from a law enforcement perspective, that episode was just filed away as a strange occurrence.
So they filed it away, but now they're taking another look since these latest packages actually did contain bombs.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of news organizations have been reporting that U.S. intelligence is thinking that those September packages were a dry run for the two packages sent last week. But now officials are telling us that they're wondering if these HB printers that were in these packages last week with nearly a pound of powerful explosives in them were also a dry run, like a second step. So terrorists could see if they could get explosives through cargo plane security. You know, it's really interesting because last Friday we were hearing that there were no explosives in the packages all day long. Mm. And it wasn't until President Obama finally confirmed that there were explosive materials in those packages that we found out. And when I was talking to my sources, I was asking them if the packages without explosives could be some sort of test. And they kept on saying, well, what kind of test would it be? If it doesn't have explosives in the box, what would they be testing? They said a real dry run would have to have included explosives.
So I just want to be clear about something. Are you saying that the officials believe this latest episode was a test, and what would the terrorists have learned from such a test?
Well, what I'm saying is they believe that this might have been a test. And if this was a test, too, then the lessons would have been really scary. I mean, the reason we were hearing that there were no explosives in the package found in the UK is because British officials actually missed it the first time around. The U.S. told them specific tracking numbers for the package, and they scanned it, and they had a bomb-sniffing dog sniff it, and they said, no explosives. And the U.S. said, no, really, you should go take another look. And it was only then, when they opened up the printer and looked at the toner cartridge inside, that they realized that they actually had explosives. So now AQAP and other terrorists have learned that because of this, that scanning machines used in the UK didn't detect the explosive, and that sniffer dogs are unreliable, and that potentially you could get packages through undetected. That's what they've learned from this.
Troubling news. And I want to ask you about one other episode that might also have been a trial run. There have been some reports that a UPS plane went down in Dubai in early September. Is there any connection there to this latest plot?
Right. This was a UPS cargo plane. It went down on September 3rd. And the Obama administration's top terrorism official, John Brennan, said over the weekend that the U.S. was taking another look at the cause of that crash. But two officials familiar with this second investigation told me that there was no what they call a pressure signature on the flight recorder, which would have been the sign of an explosion, and there wasn't the sound of an explosion on the voice recorder either. So the formal announcement should happen next week, but basically they don't think these two things are connected.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, thank you very much.